It is a, you should have one, you should have one sheet, one side. It's a real zechut. I'm not going to talk too long and make it comfortable, but it really is a zechut to be a friend and a colleague of Rabbi Leibowitz. It's also an honor for me to be able to present him to you and to share him with you. This is not the first time you've met him, and so he doesn't need and you don't need an introduction, but we do want to publicly thank him for taking his time out this night and so many other times that we've got to get to know him. His inspirational talks are a major staple of our year, and it's a zechut for us to have a relationship with him. So without further ado, Rabbi Leibowitz.
Okay, thank you. It's always a pleasure to come and to be able to share some words of Torah with you. I want to try with the few minutes that we have to speak about something that I hope will give you a little bit of a different perspective on a tefillah that we say every week. And also, even though it's sad to say that we are closing in on the end of the year, and something, just this give a little bit of a perspective moving forward as well. I hope it will serve as an inspiration for us to grow and to continue to grow. There's one Shir Shel Yom. There's one of the Mizmorei Tehillim that we say as the Shir Shel Yom. Only one that tells you in the Shir itself what day it is. If you look at the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, so in davening, in the Siddur, it says, this is the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Rishon. This is the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Sheni. But that's not part of the Mizmor Tehillim. That's an introductory line. That's not part of the Mizmor. So why was this Mizmor picked for Yom Rishon? Why was this Mizmor picked for Yom Sheni? Yom Sheni is the Mizmor of the B'nai Korach. So you get all different explanations. Yom Sheni was the first day that there was machlokes in the world, because it was when Hashem started to create opposing forces in creation, and therefore it's the B'nai Korach. Everyone tries to explain, why is this Mizmor connected with this day? However, there's one Mizmor Tehillim, for one of the days of the week, where the words of the Mizmor itself tell you which day is the day to say it. Which one is that? Shabbos, that's right. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Tilim Perek Tzadi Beis. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Tov Lodos L'Hashem U'Lezamer L'Shimcha Elyon. Now obviously, if the Mizmor starts telling us this is the Mizmor of Shabbos, there's obviously going to be heavy themes of Shabbos in the Mizmor. Obviously, if it's the one Mizmor that identifies that this is the Mizmor of that day, it's probably going to be obvious, right? What is the connection between the Mizmor and the day? So sure enough, we read lots of psukim about Shabbos. Tov l'hodos l'Hashem, u'lezamer l'shimcha elyon. It's great to praise Hashem. Lagid b'boker chastecha v'yamanatzcha b'leilos. Ma gadlu ma'asecha Hashem ma'od omkumach shivosecha. Now we usually say this line, and you get to like the Grand Canyon, and you say, oh, ma gadlu ma'asecha Hashem. That's probably not what David HaMelech meant here. What he meant in the Mizmor Tehillim was, wow, Hashem, whatever your cheshbonos are, they must be very deep, because I do not understand them. David HaMelech is saying this in the face of tragedy, in the face of Rishaim being successful. And David HaMelech says, Hashem, your machshavos are very, very deep, because I have no idea what you're doing. Ish bar lo yeida uchsil o yavin ezos. And a foolish person who doesn't have lots and lots of wisdom is not going to realize how deep your thoughts are, because he's just going to see lots of disarray. He's going to see lots of suffering. He's going to see a lot of success by evil people. And he's not going to understand what's going on. Befroach Rishaim kamo Esev. The Rishaim are going to grow like the grass. You know, the overgrown grass, just it takes over. The Rishaim, that's their success. The Yatsitsu Kopale Oven. And only the person who really understands realizes that there'll be at some later point a destruction to the Rishayim. Od Yenavun B'Seva, and then finally at the end of the Mizmor, we get a little bit of an upswing, and we see that, don't worry, we have faith, we express our faith, that even though the righteous seem to suffer, and the Rishayim seem to prosper, we know that in the end of days, things will all, there'll be an even score, everything will be taken care of. The Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos doesn't say anything about Shabbos. the one mizmor that's identified as the mizmor of the day, all it speaks about basically is praising Hashem even though I don't understand what he's doing. Realizing that even though I see the Rishayim prospering, I have faith. That's the emuna balelos. Right? It's easy lagid baboker chastecha, when it's boker, when it's clear, when things are obvious, it's easy to praise Hashem. But the emunascha balelos, it's a lot harder at night. It's a lot harder when things are dark, when you don't understand. It's a lot harder then to have faith. And the obvious question is, why is this the theme of this Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos? So we're going to try to, hopefully by the end of our learning tonight, we'll hopefully have a little bit of a perspective of why the Shir Shel Yom Shabbos speaks about Rasha V'Tovlo, Tzadik V'Ralo. We'll begin with looking a little bit at some of the psukim that have to do with the mitzvah of tzitzis in Parsha Shlach. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem v'yasu lehem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdehem odor osam v'nosenu al tzitzis ha-kanaf psil t'cheles. So you should be putting on tzitzis, Pasuk tells us, and the tzitzis should have a blue string in them, a t'cheles string. V'hayo lachem l'tzitzis, and they'll be for you tzitzis. I mean, I know that the Pasuk just said I'm putting them on as tzitzis, so I know they're going to be for me tzitzis. Or isem osam, and I'm going to see them. Uzichartem is kol mitzvos Hashem. And I will remember all of the mitzvos of Hashem via sisem osam. And then hopefully I'll do them. We're told again in the next pasuk, Laman tizkiru, in case you didn't catch the pasuk before. Laman tizkiru v'asisem is kol mitzvosai. In order that you do all of the mitzvos. So, the obvious question that the Mefarshim on Chumash are going to need to address is, what is the special relationship between the mitzvah of tzitzis and remembering all the mitzvos? Very nice, tzitzis is a mitzvah. What does that mitzvah have to do with remembering all of the mitzvos? Something special about tzitzis? So Rashi tells us that there's a number count going on here. You count the strings, you count the knots, add everything together, comes to a computation of 613. Interesting, okay. That's the pshat in the pasuk? The pshat in the pasuk is that when you look at the strings and you look at the knots and you remember and you do all the math, then you're going to remember to do all the tzitzis? That's what it means? So that's what Rashi says. However, the Ramban has a different perspective. Let's take a look. Rashi, first of all, Minyan gematria shel tzitzis is shesh meos. So first thing you have to do is you have to count up in your head how much tzitzis equals. And then you add the shmona chutim, the eight strings. Now, eight strings is interesting because you have eight strings on one corner. And you don't really even have eight on one corner. It's really four. And the four are just folded over, and that's how you get to eight. So it's not really eight, it's really four strings. And even if you want to tell me it's eight strings, well, it's really eight times four because there's four corners. But Rashi says, no, only eight. And then the five knots, which also itself is interesting because al pi halacha, you don't really need five knots. You really need one knot. The other five knots that we end up, the other four knots we end up having are different shitas and different opinions. They're extra. You don't really need all those knots in order to make the mitzvah of tzitzis. But Rashi comes up with this computation. That's how you get to 613. And that's what a person's supposed to think about when they see tzitzis. Okay. The Ramban, though, has a different pshat. Says the Ramban, the achar kein tziva b'mitzvos tzitzis. The Ramban is connecting this to the previous parsha. The parsha right before, I don't mean the previous sedra, the previous parsha right immediately before in this part, in this sedra, the parsha there is talking about the Mekoshesh Eitzim. He broke Shabbos. So the Ramban's trying to explain the connection between the Mekoshesh who broke Shabbos, and now all of a sudden we got the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why does the mitzvah of tzitzis supposed to be metakein what just happened with the Mekoshesh? So the Ramban is suggesting that the Mekoshesh forgot it was Shabbos. So we got right afterwards a mitzvah to remind us of all the mitzvos. We know Shabbos is connected to all the mitzvos. So the Ramban's trying to make a thematic connection between the Mekoshesh and mitzvos tzitzis. V'achar kein tziva mitzvos tzitzis. Sheyizkru ba mitzvos kulon v'lo yishkechu es haShabbos ozulasa min haMitzvos. And you won't forget Shabbos or any of the mitzvos. V'hazikaron. So how do you remember all the mitzvos? So he doesn't say like Rashi. What does he say? Hazikaron hu b'chud hatcheles. You know where part of the tzitzis that's going to make you remember? Remember, twice in the Torah it said, call mitzvahs. You're going to remember all of the mitzvahs. You know what part of the tzitzis is going to do that? It's the tcheles string. Sheromes, let's get these words down, limida hakoleles hakol. That string of tcheles hints to the mida that's koleles hakol, that includes everything. Shehi Bakol, which is in everything. And that's the purpose of everything. Sounds very esoteric and abstract, right? There's this tchela string, and it's the mida of everything. And it is in everything, and it's the purpose of everything. V'lochein amar v'zachartem is kol, shi mitzvah Hashem. And that's why the pasuk says, you remember kol, because the tcheles is kol. It's the mida of kol. So that's why it says, you'll remember kol mitzvosai, shi mitzvah Hashem, which are the mitzvahs of Hashem. Those are the words of the Ramban. What is the Ramban talking about? What is this midah of kol that's in everything, that's the purpose of everything? What's the relationship, whatever this thing kol is, what's the relationship between tcheles and kol? Now the Rikanati, who is one of the Mefarshim who comments a lot on the Ramban, he just points out, he wants to give us a little bit of a help here, so he tells you, by the way, you realize that the word kol is in the middle of the word tcheles. Tcheles is tuf, chaf, lamed, tuf. Two tufs in the word kol. So in case you need a little bit more explanation of what the Ramban means, the Rikanati says, well, also the word kol is the center, it's in the inside of the word tcheles. Ad kan divrei ha-Rikanati. So how does that help us? What does that have to do with anything? So what's going on here? What is this mid of kol? What's tcheles? What does that have to do with remembering all of the mitzvos? So let's see if we can put things together. Let's begin with tcheles. What's tcheles? So I said blue before, but blue is probably not the best translation. Let's just call it tcheles for now. So what's tcheles? What is that color of tcheles? So the first thing we have to realize is tcheles is certainly a very, very deep color. There's something very, very special about the color tcheles. The Torah tells us that by Mamad Har Sinai, Vayir'u es Elokei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got some type of perspective on Hashem. Now, obviously, Hashem doesn't have a body, doesn't have a physical form, but Klal Yisrael had some type of perception of Hashem. V'tachas raglov, and under God's legs, kaviyochol, was kimase livnas hasapir. It was like the maase of livnas hasapir, uke'etzem hashamayim letohar. And like the etzem hashamayim letohar. I know I didn't translate any of those words because I don't know exactly what they mean. The Ibn Ezra says, Hine livnas hasapir. What does this mean, livnas hasapir? Ke'even sapir. It means like the brick, like a levena, of sapir. What's sapir? He says, oh, it's like the even sapir that Yechezkel saw when he had a vision of the Kisei HaKavod. Okay, what's he referring to? It's the next pasuk here in Yechezkel, very beginning of Yechezkel. Umimala rakia, right? Yechezkel has this vision of the Kisei HaKavod, of Hashem's heavenly court. Underneath the firmament, Asher Rosham Kemari Evan Sapir. There was an image of like the Evan Sapir, which was the Dumus of the Kisei. So the Mefarshim point out, first of all, the Evan Sapir, where do we know about the Evan Sapir? Where's the Evan Sapir from? Anyone recognize that stone? Where's the stone of the Sapir? It's one of the stones on the Choshen, that's right, on the breastplate. One of the stones was called the Evan Sapir. There's a little bit of a machlokas, exactly what it was. But the Gemara implies that the Evan Sapir was the color Tcheles. This color of Sapir, of the stone of Sapir, this stone on the Choshen, is colored with the color of Tcheles. It's also the color that Klal Yisrael saw when they were getting an image of the Gilui of Hashem on Matan Torah. It was also the color of the Kisei HaKavod that Yechezkel saw. Chazal identify Evan Sapir as Snafir Yon, which Chazal tell us was also what the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu was made out of. So, why am I telling you all this? The Gilui of Hashem, the Kisei HaKavod, Moshe Rabbeinu's staff, all of these things are identified as being the color Tcheles. What is the color of Tcheles? What's the depth here? What's so special about the color of Tcheles that when we're getting an image of God, when we're getting images of the Gilui Shechina, the Kisei HaKavod, they're all appearing in the color of Tcheles. Tcheles is a color that encompasses all other colors. It is the color when you're getting a perspective on the entire spectrum of colors. The Gemara Menachos tells us, it's trying to identify what's tcheles. So the Gemara Menachos says, Manishtana tcheles mikol minei tzivonim? Why is tcheles such a special color that it's different from all the other colors? Says the Gemara, Mipnei shetcheles doma liyam. because the color of Tcheles is like the color of the sea. V'yam doma l'rakia, and the sea is like the color of the sky. V'rakia l'kisei ha'kavod. The blue sky, the blue colors of the ocean is like the bluish color of the sky, which is like the color blue of the kisei ha'kavod. What does this mean? What's going on here? So there's something very interesting if you think about the color of the ocean. Color of the ocean, you go to the ocean is a beautiful blue color. However, if you take for yourself a nice plastic cup and you fill up some water from the ocean, what color is the water in the cup? It's clear. It's not blue. If you go all the way out deep, deep, deep into the ocean and you get yourself a nice cup of water, what color is it going to be? It's not going to be blue. It's going to be white. It's going to be clear. It's going to be clear color of water. If you go up, up into the sky, obviously, you can go as high as you want. You can try to fill up the biggest cup you want from the air of the sky. You know that that cup that you fill up is not going to be blue, even though the sky is blue. So why is the sky blue? Why is the water blue? Tcheles is the color. I'm not talking about scientifically right now. Tcheles is the color, for whatever the scientific reason is behind it, Tcheles is the color that emerges when you're looking at something in its grandeur. When you're looking at something where everything starts to come together. When you're not focused on something small. When you look at something small, when you take the water out of the ocean, it's clear. But when you look at the entire ocean, it assumes the color blue. The air in the atmosphere is not blue. But when you're looking at it from Earth, and you look up at, and get that perspective, that color of the bigger picture, that color that transcends, that goes beyond, that's the color of Tcheles. And that is what the Midah of Kol is. Kol is the ability to go beyond the details, the immediate, and Kol is when you take a perspective that goes deeper. The Midah of Kol is when you connect to something that transcends and something that goes beyond. We know that when Yaakov and Esav met each other, so everybody was trying to foist onto the other one his gift. So we know that Yaakov Avinu, when Esav was trying to give to Yaakov, so Esav said, come, take. Yesh li rav, I have a lot of things. I have a lot of stuff. And how does Yaakov respond? Yaakov says, it's okay, yesh li kol, I have everything. Now I'm sure Esav had a lot more than Yaakov had, and if you had to count up items. But when you're focused on counting up individual items, you're in the perspective of rav. That's in the perspective of lots. Numbers. 1,832,421. But when you take the perspective of that I have everything I need, I have everything, that's the perspective of kol. And that's why when Esav says, I have rav, I have a lot, Yaakov said, yeah, but I have everything. I have that midah of kol. I have that thing that goes beyond. Kol, like the color of Tcheles, is something that transcends the immediate, the specifics. It's something that takes you to a higher plane. It's something that takes you to something that goes beyond and transcends. In fact, the number kol, the word kol, is chaf and lamed, which is the number 50. Chaf and lamed is 50. We know that the max of teva is 49. 7 is the number of teva, the days of creation, 7. 7 times 7 is 49. That's looked at as the maxing out of physical creation. That's why when we want to get Torah, what do we have to do? We count how many days? It's actually 50 days, but we don't count 50 days. Because from our perspective, we count 49 days. And then once we reach 49 days, what happens? That's when we reach the level of 50. And 50 is that number that takes us beyond. And that's why Torah was given on the 50th day. Because Torah is the vehicle, that the thing that takes us beyond. You have that a lot in Torah and Halacha. Like Yovel, for instance, is the 50th. We have Shemitah, 7. We count 7 7 times. That's the max. Once we get there, all of a sudden Yovel. Yovel is a special year. Yovel in certain areas of Halacha, Yovel resets the clock for many, many things. Everything goes back to the way it was. All of the slaves go free. All the land goes free. Because 50 is the number that takes you beyond Teva. The number that takes you beyond everything that we're trying to do. In fact, we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai was told 49 levels of Chochmah. However, it says the 50th level was a drop beyond him. He couldn't get to the 50th level. Right? That's that 50, right? 49 levels of Tumah in Mitzrayim. That means, what does that mean? It's not like there was like, as they sin, someone's like, oh, okay, 38th level. 39th level. What does it mean they were on the 49th level? It means they had maxed out Tumah. That's it. They were on the highest possible level of Tumah that this world could stand. After that, 50 goes beyond. 50 takes us beyond anything that this world can handle. That's Kol, 50, Chaf Lamed. Tcheles is a color that is supposed to conjure up within us that perspective that seeks to go beyond. In fact, that's exactly what the Gemara in Menacho said. What did the Gemara in Menacho say? The Gemara said, don't just see blue, see the ocean. Don't just see the ocean, see the skies. Don't just see the skies, see the Kisei HaKavod. Tcheles is that connecting ourselves to a perspective that goes beyond. You know, sometimes like you're fighting with someone, and then finally someone just stands up and goes like, this is ridiculous, why are we fighting? Let's just move beyond this. Let's just step up and go beyond all of the little petty fighting that we're doing right now. That's the perspective of a, when you have a look, you have a perspective on something that's trapped within 49, and then there's that freedom of 50 when a person's above it, when a person's beyond it. And that's the idea of the Medrash here, of the Gemara here, Menachos. The color, what's unique about Tcheles, it's that color where everything starts to come together. That greatness, that grandeur of everything coming together. It's not focusing on the details. It's the color that takes us beyond. Agav, that's one of the reasons why in Kabbalah, in like Tzfat, for instance, everything is colored with that light color blue. That's what they're, that's the spiritual pining of the people in Tzfat. They're trying to connect to something that's, you know, deeper man than what's going on here. We want to live deeper. So that's the blue that they're trying to connect to in Tzfat. That's why they color all these things blue. Because they're trying to connect to some deeper, that's in Kabbalistic literature, that's what this color of Tcheles is representative of. I think the greatest paradigm of this Kol perspective, of this Tcheles life, was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, we know, was a person who was trapped in a world of idolatry, Avodah Zarah, and he was the one who was able to take that perspective, to step back and say, wait a second, there's something bigger than just the here and the now that I see. You know, originally Avodah Zarah, the Rambam writes, Avodah Zarah wasn't just Stam idol worshipping, that they were a bunch of fools who thought that stones and statues had mystical powers to them. The original Avodah Zarah was that they saw things like the sun, they saw things like the moon, they saw powerful things like the ocean, and they saw the tremendous koach that Hashem had put into the Bria, and therefore they worshipped that as an intermediary to reach Hashem. Over time, they forgot that these intermediaries were things that were supposed to bring them to Hashem, and they divorced the intermediary with Hashem, and they only worshipped the sun. Originally, Avodah Zarah didn't come from such a bad place. Avodah Zarah came from a desire to reach out to God, but how can I connect to God? He's not physical. How do I relate to Him? Oh, so I'll worship the sun. Those are His, right? You can't speak necessarily to the president or the prime minister. So what do? You speak to your local congressman, your local elected official. You can't go all the way up. Well, have deal. So they saw, we can't, what's our access to Hashem? He's so deep. I'm so full of sin. What's my connection to Hashem? But like giving respect to the king's servant is a nice way of giving respect to the king. It's very disrespectful to the king if you disrespect his servant. So they would worship the sun, the moon. But that came from a limited perspective. That came from a 49 perspective. That came from a lacking to see what was beyond. They just saw blue. They didn't realize that blue connects you to the ocean, and that the ocean connects you to the sky, and that the sky connects you to the Kisei HaKavod. They didn't have that Kol perspective. They didn't have that Tcheles perspective where everything starts to come together and you start to see the bigger picture. No. Their perspective, the idol worshippers saw much more limited. They saw that the sun provides them with heat. They worship the sun. They saw that the skies provide them with rain, so they worship the rain and they worship the clouds. They didn't take that moment to really think about it and to go deeper. And that's what Avraham did. Avraham was the one who was able to take a look and to see a little bit deeper, to see a deeper perspective. That's why we're told that after everything that Avraham accomplished, Hashem was birech as Avraham with what? With kol. Ooh, what does that mean? He was blessed with kol. So, The Pashtunim say, you know what kol means? Kol means everything. He got a good life, he got a lot of money, he got a lot of stuff. But as you can imagine, that's not what the Ramban says. Says the Ramban, some say he got a lot of stuff. Osher, Nechasim, Kavod. That's the Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara says, you know what it means? It's a daughter. He had a daughter. Her name was Bakol. It says he was blessed with Bakol. That was just the name of his daughter. He needed to know. That was his daughter's name. Aval acherim chidshu beferish hakosav hazeh inyan amok me'od, says the Ramban. There's something very deep here. Vidarshu bezeh sod misodos haTorah. V'omru, and what did they say? Ki bakol is tirmoz al inyan gadol. V'hu sheyesh la'kadosh baruch hu mida, which is called kol. V'pnei shehi yisod hakol. Uba ne'amar, and this is what Yeshayahu says, Anochi Hashem oseh kol. Hashem says, I created in this world a whole other track that the average person doesn't even know about. It's that track that connects to kol. It's that track that's able to go beyond one's immediate surroundings and connect to a deeper life, a more transcendent existence. One that's able to go beyond the pettiness, to not get stuck in the mud of everything that's going on, but to live a deeper life. And that was the blessing that Avraham accomplished. Avraham was given, Hashem was birech Avraham bakol, with the midah of kol, says the Ramban. Perhaps that's why Avram, in order to get there, what did he need to do? Lech lecha me'artzecha. He had to leave. He had to remove himself from his surroundings. He had to remove himself from everything that he was used to, go out of his comfort zone in order to see something deeper. He had to recognize that there was something deeper than what he saw just in regular life or kazdim. There are those who say that it's very, very significant that in order for people to grow, many times they need to leave the comfort of their home. Because when a person's in the comfort of their home, when they're in their surroundings, I mean, we could speak about this on a very basic level. Everybody knows that when you have your friends, and you have your social settings, and you have the same camp and the same friends that you always hung out with, so we all know that you play a role. You've been playing that role for years. You're the person who does this, you're the person who does that, this is your job, and you have your four friends. You're the one who always does this, or always does that, or says this, or says that. And sometimes when a person's able to leave that and able to reassess, well, what do I really want to be? Not what have I been? What role do I automatically assume? But let me step out for a second and see who I really want to be. That's when a person has the greatest growth. And Avram's told, you want to grow? You want to become deep? You sat there in Ur Kasdim, in Ur, in Mesopotamia, and between those two rivers, and you looked up at the heavens. And you saw the blue of the heavens. You realize that there's something deeper. You want to really live a deeper life? Lech lecha. You need to leave. You need to take a different perspective. The truth is, if you take the word lech, which is repeated, seemingly stressing something about lech, if you just flip it around, if you take a different perspective on it, you get to call. Lech lecha. Lech, lech, lech. There's something going on here. Look from a different perspective. Now we start to understand the connection, I think, between tcheles and call. Maybe that's what the Rikanati said. Rikanati said, you want the secret of Tcheles? Just look inside. Look a little deeper. You'll see the word call is in the word Tcheles. In fact, the word Tcheles, as the Ramban hints, is the mid of call, and it's the Tachlis of call. Interesting, the word Tcheles is the same word as Tachlis. It's the Tachlis HaKol. It's the end game. It's what we're striving for. It's why we're here. Tcheles is the mid of kol, and that's the tachlis. Tcheles and tachlis. To have a tcheles perspective means to see the kol in the tcheles, the middle, the words, kol, chaf lamed. Tcheles, kol, all of this means to take a deeper perspective in life, like Avraham did. That's why he was birech Avraham bakol, to try to see deeper, to try to see deeper. And that, I think, is what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is an opportunity to stop. Stop what? Stop your work. Stop everything that you're doing, which is very important. But take a break for a second. Take a moment to focus on spirituality, on family. Why are you working so hard? Aren't you working so hard to spend time with your family? Take a break from the work and spend some time with your family. Have a family meal. Sing some Zmiros together. Spend time together. Stop all creativity. Because the creativity is sometimes that which blinds us of why we're really, really here. We're doing so much, and it's important, everything that we're doing. But there has to be a deeper goal. Why we're doing this, there needs to be a tachlis. And therefore, Shabbos is an opportunity to take a break and to try to see something a little bit deeper. And that's perhaps the Me'in Olam Haba of Shabbos. What does it mean, Me'in Olam Haba of Shabbos? Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the Tchela, is the Tachlis. It's that deeper existence that we're hoping for one day. And Shabbos is a taste of that because it's a break from everything you're doing to make sure that you're really connecting to a deeper existence. And with this, the Pachad Yitzchok explains, why the Shir Shel Yom of Shabbos is about Tzadik, Diralo, Rosh HaVitovlo. Let's take a look at the Pachad Yitzchok inside. Shaharei Kach Kosuv BaTorah. Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Asa V'hinei Tov Ma'od. Hashem saw the world and it was Tov Ma'od. It was a great world. So now tells us the Pachad Yitzchok. Kishem Sheshvisa Shabbos Shalanu V'kidush Shabbos Shalanu Heim Dugmos Hashvisa V'akidush Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yom Hashvish HaMaisa Bereishis. Just like the way we commemorate Shabbos is by doing what God did. So God stopped working, we stopped working. Kimochein, our Oneg Shabbos also has to follow the Dugma of Hashem. What did Hashem get? What was the pleasure that Hashem got out of Shabbos? That when he was done working, he looked at the week, and what did he say? This is very good. This is Tov Ma'od. Ba histakla kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo b'gemar ma'isa bereishis. So says the Pachad Yitzchok, Ad kama sha'adam einenu naki meha'argasha, to the degree that a person is not clean of the feelings of tarumos. What are tarumos? Anyone know? Tarumos? Complaints. To the degree that a person is free from the feeling of complaints, klape seder anhagas ha'olamos, towards the way God is running the world, ba b'mida ne'aderasi mimenu hargashas kedusha sabbos. If a person has complaints with the world, to the degree that he has complaints with the world, to that degree he can't really connect to Shabbos. Hine kol ozen ha-makshiva le-pnimiyusam shel devarim. Anyone who's listening to the Shir Shel Yom of Shabbos realizes that right away, what does the Shir say? Tovu hodos l'Hashem. That's the yesod of Shabbos, to be able to say, God, everything you do is great. That's the way that we mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem looked at the creation and he said, Tov Ma'od. We on Shabbos have to look at the world in Tov Ma'od. Oh, but how can that be? There's so much suffering. There's so many Rishon being successful. There's so many Tzadikim who are suffering. There's terrorism and there's hunger and there's so many horrible things going on in the world. So to the degree that a person is thinking that on Shabbos, it means that he hasn't really connected to Shabbos. You haven't really connected to that kol perspective. You haven't really removed yourself from this world. You're still stuck down here. You can't connect to the midah of chamishim, of kol. You're still looking at the world and saying, but wait a second, what about this? What about this? The ability to experience Shabbos, to the degree that a person can look at the suffering and say, you know what, Hashem, there's a lot of suffering, but I'm going to take the deeper perspective. I recognize you have a plan here. There's something deeper going on. I recognize that one day, if a person's able to take that perspective, if you're able to connect to what Shabbos is all about, that Shabbos is breaking from the muck of this world and connecting to a deeper level. It's the Me'ein Olam Haba. It's the kol of Avram Avinu. It's the Tcheles that tells me, don't just see blue. See ocean. Don't just see ocean. See the skies. Don't just see the skies. See the Tkisei HaKavod. It's the perspective that draws you to see deeper and to see deeper and to see deeper. If a person can't see that on Shabbos, if you can't look at the world and say Tov Ma'od, then you haven't connected to the Kedushas of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos. And that perhaps is the Omek, or one Omek, of why this is the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. The Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is the one that doesn't speak about Shabbos. It speaks about getting over all of the things that we see are unfair, the things that seem to give us questions, and to say, you know what? I'm going to go above this. I'm going to arrive at above, and I'm going to see something deeper going on here in the world. Tell you one just very interesting diuk here in a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Kol pal Hashem lema'anehu, v'gam l'rasha biyomra." Kol pal Hashem. Everything that Hashem does, lema'anehu, is with a plan is on for his behalf. It's towards something great. Vigam l'rasha l'yom ras. So I heard, shame the Gra, that the Gra says in this pasuk, on the level of kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'anehu. If you've connected to the level of kol, so then you see that everything is l'ma'anehu. Everything has a plan. It's only vigam l'rasha b'yom ra. What's the gematria of gam? 49. It's only if you're stuck in 49 that the Rasha has the yom, that the Rasha has his yom of rishus. Vigam l'rasha b'yom ra. It's only when you're stuck in 49 that you see the rishus of the Rasha. But if you're able to connect to kol pal Hashem l'manehu, to the level of kol, so then everything is beautiful. And I heard Moshe Shapiro added a very nice extra little ha'ara. He says even the way the pasuk is structured shows you something very deep. Kol pal Hashem l'manehu v'gam l'rasha b'yom ra. Even the rishus of the Rasha, that 49, that stuck, not being able to seem deeper, it's described the pasuk as v'gam. It's an add-on. It's just there in order to present us with a struggle. It's just the v'gam l'rasha. It's tafel. It's not the ikar. The ikar is the kol. Kol pal Hashem l'manehu. The Gemara says that if a person runs on Shabbos, so he loses his vision. But when he makes Kiddush, his vision returns. So I thought perhaps we could understand this also along the lines that we're saying. When a person's running on Shabbos is the opposite of what Shabbos is. Shabbos is supposed to be rest from the running, from the rat race, from everything that's going on here. Right? The person who's really stressed out, or the person who's controlled because kol. So when a person runs on Shabbos, you start to lose your perspective, your vision. Doesn't mean, I'm sure you've all run on Shabbos. I don't think if you go to the doctor afterwards, you have less vision after Shabbos because you ran on Shabbos. There's a deeper philosophic yesod here in the Gemara. A person who runs on Shabbos, you start to lose your perspective of what's really real and what's fake. When a person gets too trapped, if you don't really take the break on Shabbos and instead you're running, so you lose your perspective, you lose your vision. But the Gemara says, you know how you get it back? By making Kiddush. When a person brings in the Kedusha of Shabbos, if a person connects to the Kedusha of Shabbos, it brings back the vision. As we draw to the close of this year, so I think that this can give us a little bit of a perspective on as we leave here. You know, we came here to Eretz Yisrael. We came to learn. We came to grow. We came to experience Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps one of the most startling things, I know for myself it was, 18 years ago, when I finished my first year in yeshiva, I know the most jarring thing for me was the realization that this is just another step in a much, much longer journey. You know, you don't come to Eretz Yisrael just to, like, get that experience, get that charge of religiosity, or get that Israel experience, and then you go home and you cruise on that for the rest of your life. But Eretz Yisrael and the experience here is something that's supposed to put us on a path to be able to continue to see things that are deeper in this life. You know, Avram, when he was leaving, it says that Avram left with Terach. They both left. But only Avram made it and became Avram. Why not Terach? It says that Terach stopped on the way. Terach stopped in Haran and Avram kept going. The difference between a person who's successful and a person who's not, everybody gets inspired. But the success comes if a person realizes that there's a journey here and I have to keep going. I have to keep persevering. This is not a push for you to stay a second year. That's not the reason I'm saying this at all. My message to you is, and I tell the guys in yeshiva all the time say, okay, what am I going to do when I leave yeshiva? So I said, you don't have to leave yeshiva. You might physically leave yeshiva. But yeshiva experience is something that you take with you your whole life. You don't have to leave it behind as if it's gone and now I'm done with that. We all have different stages. You know, Terach stopped in Haran, and because he stopped there, he wasn't able to make it. El Eretz Asher Ereka. But Avram had that perspective. He had that perspective. He had that Tcheles perspective. He saw the blue, and it took him to the ocean. But from the ocean, he realized, you know, some people, they climb a mountain, they hike. I know my wife's not such a big hiker. So sometimes we go on a family trip, and we get like the first marker. And my wife says, okay, is that the end? Is that marker like the end? And I said, no, I think there's another marker a little further. And she's like, I don't think I see any. Are you sure there's another marker? I said, no, there's another marker. We're supposed to keep going, right? And every time you get to the next marker, oh, you see another one in the distance. And that's exactly the perspective of kol. That every time you see, you realize, oh, there's another peak, Oh, there's another peak to climb to. There's another peak to climb to. To try to go deeper, to try to go deeper, to try to go deeper. So Hashem should help all of us that we should take this perspective of call as we draw closer to reaching that 50th level on Shavuos, counting each day, building one day off of the next, one day off of the next. We should have the zchus to be able to connect to the message of Shabbos, the message of Avraham, the kol that the Ramban was trying to teach us about, to be able to connect to that color, to be able to connect to that depth. And Amir Tzashem with that, to be able to live very, very deep existences, days that build one day off of the next, so that we, after Me'av Yisrim Shana, we should be zoch at that point to be at the greatest point. You know, I tell the guys all the time that there are people who have this perspective. There's the sports player perspective. How he reaches his peak when he's 28, 30 years old, and he lives off of the money the rest of his life. So that's the exact opposite of what we're doing. Where I am when I'm 18 is hopefully when I'm 20, I'm going to look back and say, wow, 18, I'm so much deeper now. I'm so much more amiti. My davening is better. My midos are better. When I'm 23, when I'm 25, when I'm 30, that life is a continued process of going deeper, of going deeper. There's so many people who get stuck. They don't realize. They look at life and they say, what, there's a deeper existence here? There's more depth than what I see? So Hashem should give all of us that zchus to always never lose that perspective, to always realize there's something that we can go, that can always go deeper. Things can always be deeper. And Amir Tzashem, al yaday this, we should always keep the experience that we had here in Eretz Yisrael, keep it with us for our entire lives.
Ladies, we'd like to thank